The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I love little stories like this. All alone by itself. It's not very significant, but it's about biblical archaeology, archaeology in the land of Israel. I love to talk about it. I love to find these things. And as I have said over and over and over again, none of these discoveries in and of themselves will prove that the Bible is true, that Jesus was real. But when you put thousands of the pieces of the puzzle together, presents a very, very compelling case for the authenticity of Scripture. Well, this is different from most Bible archaeology because this discovery does not date back to times before Christ, Old Testament times, or the first century, the time of Jesus, or whatever. It's a tourist token. Yeah. Hey, if you go to Israel, you got to buy some tourist stuff. You got to buy some souvenirs. Oh my goodness. 1 year, the very first time I went to Israel, which has been 38 years ago, I guess now, 38, 39 years ago, was the very first time I went to Israel. Took a group from our church, sweet people, wonderful people, but we had a lady with us on the trip who was absolutely obsessed with nativity scenes. Now, in Israel, they're everywhere, and most of them are made out of olive wood, and you can't go anywhere, particularly in November, December, without seeing nativity scenes everywhere. This woman, we would go to a site, we would try to be, you know, keep on time, and we'd, you know, we would say, now, okay, you got 20 minutes before we're back on the bus. We would all get on the bus. She wasn't there. She was shopping for nativity scenes. And then finally we would see her coming down the street, and she had all of the little, and most of them are small, you know, all the little nativity scenes she could carry. I have no idea how many nativity scenes that woman bought. And I don't even remember. It's been so long ago. I don't remember how in the world she got them all back. But anyway, souvenirs, particularly if you go to Bethlehem. The last time I was in Bethlehem, we went into a tourist store and so forth, and I found a beautiful necklace. It was called the Star of Bethlehem, and is so much news and attention to the conjunction of the two planets looking like a star and people calling it the Star of Bethlehem. It's really cool. But it's not the Star of Bethlehem. But anyway, I found a necklace for Joy, and it was called the Star of Bethlehem, and it was kind of unique, and it unfolded. You put it together, and it looked like a star, and then you unfolded, and it was another kind of thing. Anyway, and okay, my point is, if you go to Israel, you get souvenirs. If you go to Bethlehem, you find souvenirs of the nativity, the birth of Christ. just put on display at the Israel Museum in Jerusalem is a souvenir. It is a coin, a commemorative coin from probably either the 500s or the 600s, and it was a souvenir coin of the Nativity. Now, I don't know about you, but I find that incredibly fascinating. In the 500s, they were celebrating the birth of Christ in Bethlehem, and pilgrims from around the world in the 500s were traveling to Israel, traveling to Bethlehem, and picking up souvenirs. Yeah, it says the token likely belonged to an early Christian who traveled to Bethlehem where Christ was born. One of the directors of the museum said, quote, I'm holding a tiny miniature token that used to belong to a 6th century pilgrim that came here on a journey. We have here on the coin a nativity scene, so it most likely is from Bethlehem. The director of the museum said that the coin was discovered about the size of an American dime in a large collection that was donated to the Israel Museum years ago. But no one had gone through all of the coins and the tokens and all that until recently. And they just now found it and realized what it was. Quote, unlike the typical nativity scene, the token depicted baby Jesus without Joseph and Mary. Additionally, the scene on the token on the coin was inside what is believed to be the cave under the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem instead of in the manger. Quote, we can see Jesus, baby Jesus, also the ox and the ass, but they are inside an architectural building. And we think that this building is the Church of the Nativity. The Church of the Nativity, or Basilica of the Nativity, is the oldest major church in the Holy Land. It was built a few centuries after Jesus was born. The historical structure is believed to have been built on the traditional birthplace of Christ in Bethlehem. So, the museum director said, quote, so this combination is very rare in the case of Bethlehem. We have it here in Jerusalem from the Holy Sepulchre, but not from Bethlehem. The ancient souvenirs were created from the earth that was taken from the holy site. Okay. Isn't that fascinating? They believe very strongly that it was a souvenir from the 500s that was purchased probably by a pilgrim somewhere from around the world that had come to Bethlehem to see the place where Jesus was born. I don't know. I find that fascinating. Does it prove that Jesus was born in Bethlehem? Not in and of itself, no. But as I have said over and over and over again, it's another piece in the puzzle. So in the 500s, people honestly knew that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and they went there as pilgrims. Think about that. Pilgrims have been traveling to Israel, to Jerusalem, and to Bethlehem for many, many, many centuries. All right. We'll take a quick break and we'll return.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
By the way, just quickly, we haven't talked about COVID today at all. Do you remember the days before Thanksgiving? Do you remember Dr. Anthony Fauci, Governor DeWine, Joe Biden, Dr. Birx? Do you remember all of the experts the days before Thanksgiving? Stay home, stay home, stay home. Don't get together. Families don't get together. Don't travel. We will have an incredible surge after Thanksgiving, and you're all going to be sorry. Remember that? I mean, it was in unison. Stay home. Don't get together. Families, nope. Can't get together. Don't travel, you know, because we're going to have a surge like, oh, it's going to be terrible. Well, a lot of people took that advice, but a whole lot of people did not. Millions of people traveled over Thanksgiving, and millions of families got together and celebrated Thanksgiving together. Question: did we see the predicted surge? And the answer is, no, not even close. In fact, in most states, the coronavirus cases are declining. Not rapidly, not dramatically, but the point is, we were told with all certainty, get ready for the surge. Get ready for the surge. Didn't happen. It didn't happen. It's like when we were told, if we all wear masks, we can take care of this thing in about 3 weeks. That's what Governor DeWine said. If we would all just wear masks, we could knock this thing down in about 3 weeks. Didn't happen. I say all that to say this. Concerning your family this Christmas, you do what you believe is right and wise and safe. But you have no idea how many more Christmases you will have. I'm just throwing it out. We did not experience the surge that we were told with absolute certainty was going to happen. It didn't happen. In fact, in reality, and please, folks, I am not diminishing the danger of this virus. I am not. It is a dangerous virus. But almost nothing that has been predicted has come to pass. When we were told there would be a surge, it didn't happen. When we were told that it was under control, it wasn't. Almost none of the predictions, almost none of the projections have been correct. Almost none. So you pray about it. You do what you believe is right and safe for your family. Well, this is interesting. In light of yesterday's program, yesterday was the annual Kwanzaa program, and I warned you about the dangers of BLM, Black Lives Matter, and how that they want to violently overthrow the United States. The city of Detroit. Now, think about Detroit. Far left Democrat. Well, Black Lives Matter, the movement, sued the city of Detroit. And they said, you didn't protect our protesters. You didn't protect us appropriately. So they, Black Lives Matter, sued the city of Detroit, the police department, and so forth. Well, guess what? The city of Detroit has filed a counter suit against Black Lives Matter. Listen to this. Detroit's suit alleges that demonstrators who participated in the racial justice protests this summer were part of, this is a left-wing, Democrat-controlled city in their lawsuit. The racial justice protesters this summer were part of, I'm quoting, a civil conspiracy in which they attempted to disturb the peace, engage in disorderly conduct, incite riots, destroy public property, and resist police officers, among other illegal acts. The suit was filed about a month after the activists, Black Lives Matter, filed their own suit, alleging Detroit police officers repeatedly responded with violence. Detroit Police Department Chief James Craig, who, by the way, is black, was named as a defendant in the protesters' suit. He, the black police chief of Detroit, called the demonstrators criminals, misguided radicals who incite violence. He accused the group of being coordinated, planned, and financed by a Marxist ideology trying to undermine our government as we know it. That is the black police chief of Detroit calling Black Lives Matter violent, Marxist. Some, even on the left, are waking up to the dangers of BLM. I never dreamed it would be Detroit. All right. Hey, if you're listening on AM 880, I'll be talking to you again live on Monday. Have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. To all the rest of you, hang tight. We'll be right back.